Track 7, Splashing Time at Sheldon Regatta. From sand cattle competitions to the famed pillow fight contest, a regatta that dates back to the time of George III came to a successful conclusion earlier this week. This year's nine-day Sheldon Regatta, the 207th to take place, featured a range of waterborne and land-based activities to keep residents and holidaymakers of all ages entertained. On the sea and river, there were numerous gig, steamboat and sailing races, while the beach became a stadium for sand-based spectacle of sport, including beach cricket, which is played to Sheldon rules, netball, volleyball and rounders, as well as the popular pillow fight on a pole. Youngsters and the young at heart were kept busy creating sand sculptures for the sandcastle competition, and spectators were entertained by a King Canute competition and the gig and punt race, a light-hearted reenactment of local history featuring a battle between the Sheldon punt and the Tynmouth gig. And this article is surrounded by lots of photographs, including one with a gig with some pirates and lots of the sandcastles, which look absolutely fabulous.
Donations to community larder. Conscientious shoppers at a King Stainton store have donated trolley loads of essential items to local people. Over the summer, the Tesco Superstore on Newton Road asked the public to contribute any long-life food items they could to help Tynmouth Mutual Aid Larder. Donations will now go to families and individuals who need it in Tynmouth and surrounding villages. Jeanette Parker, the store's community champion, said, "This time of year can be hard for many families. There has been an upsurge in the number of people using the food bank because they're in need of food at a difficult time in their lives. Volunteers at the food bank do an incredible job in helping so many people, and I want to thank all our customers for their kindness. Once more, they have shown their generosity in supporting their community." Tynmouth Mutual Aid Larder provides weekly food parcels for local people containing main meals, fresh fruit and vegetables, as well as breakfasts. Volunteers also provide support on issues such as benefits, homelessness and debt issues. Jackie Jackson, a volunteer at the food bank, said, "We always hope to be here to help families in difficulties, and so we're very grateful to the thoughtfulness of Tesco shoppers whose generosity has made a real difference for many people. This goes towards supporting families with children and the elderly, but we will also support anyone in need, whether their circumstances are due to an unemployment accident, homelessness, or any other change in their personal circumstances."
Bridge Club seeking members. Newton Abbott Bridge Club is opening its doors to encourage new players to put their cards on the table and have a go at the game. The club is offering a free taster session on Friday the 13th of September as part of a national festival organised by the English Bridge Union. The EBU hopes its Bridge, It's a Big Deal campaign will improve awareness of the game while raising £60,000 for Cancer Research UK. The Festival of Bridge is a superb opportunity to showcase our wonderful game to the many who have never played and to reignite the enthusiasm amongst those who have played but not in the last decade or so, says EBU Chair Adrian Darnell. Those who are already familiar with the game will be able to find out more about the club's classes and tournaments. "It's a great mental workout," explained Sarah Weeks from Newton Abbott Bridge Club. "Bridge is like a chess. You can learn the moves very quickly, but it can take a lifetime to get really good," she added. The event takes place at the Newton Abbott Recreational Trust between 1 and 7pm. There will also be a raffle to raise money for Cancer Research UK with prizes donated by local businesses.
Ancient ale tasting tradition visits 13 pubs. Ale was sampled at 13 pubs in Newton Abbott during an ancient town tradition. the court leet and court baron of the manorial borough of Newton Abbot held their annual ale tasting. The onerous task was led by official ale taster Carol Bunday. A certificate was given by the portreeve, Alan Vizor, to signify that the establishment do sell good ale here, and a sprig of evergreen to hang at their door for luck. The event was attended by Councillor Mayor Alex Hall. Alan explained that hostelries within the borough were very welcoming, with a pint of ale or cider demanded by the bailiff, Mike Hocking, on behalf of the Lord of the Borough, Keith Stokes Smith. A range of ales and ciders were tasted by the court, and the most welcoming hostelries and best ales will be judged by the company of court's followers at a later date. The Bellamy Tankard will be given and presented to the winner.
Top Tucker at Food Festival. Cross Street in Moreton Hampstead became a foodie paradise earlier this month. Great grub and brilliant beverages were on offer at the 30 stalls as the Moreland town celebrated its annual food and drink festival. Now in its fifth year, the day-long festival enabled visitors and locals alike to both try and buy some of the best local produce around, as well as tempting treats from slightly further afield. Once again, it proved to be another great and well-attended event, said the event organiser. Visitors were able to sample some of the finest local food and drink that Devon has to offer, with a various range of exhibitors showcasing their best products. We also had live music throughout the day again this year, which enhanced the atmosphere and gave us a true festival-like feel. All proceeds from the festival will support the Moreton Hampstead Carnival, which in turn benefits local charity.
Event to remember Emma. A pub in Dawlish will remember former manager Emma Rabbage this weekend with a family fundraising event for Macmillan Cancer Support. The event at the Lansdowne starts at 9 a.m. on August the 31st, with music acts starting from midday. The fun will continue until 2 a.m. Emma died from cancer on August the 7th, 2022, leaving behind two teenage children. The family fundraising day in memory of the beautiful ray of sunshine, Emma, includes a hog roast, Punch and Judy, singers, a DJ, magicians, ice cream from the local scoop, and a raffle. Last year, the pub raised nearly £10,000 from its inaugural family fundraiser in Emma's memory, from donations and sponsorship from local and national companies, including Tolchards, Competition Fox, Ladies Mile and Studio Beauty. Emma had worked at the Lansdowne for over 20 years and was well known for her huge smile and kind heart.